Can I just turn back to traffic issues and the fact that city centre traffic is changing? More streets will be going two ways and Patrick Street will be a car-free zone. We got a professor of physical chemistry at UCC. John, good morning.
Good morning to you, Neil.
Is that within your remit to talk on traffic, you know, with your brief as a physical chemistry professor?
We'll see in a second, Neil.
What a good answer.
You can decide whether or not
okay.
I am.
Okay, I shall judge then. I shall be the professor. Go ahead.
Excellent. Yes, more than that.
Go on.
The clarification that I'd need to start with, and it's not clear to me from the release, is what is the aim of the ban? Is it to do with traffic flow improvements for New Cork City? Or is it to do with pedestrian advantages? I mean, the immediate traffic danger of getting knocked over. But the one that isn't mentioned at all, and this is why I'm here, is to do with air pollution. Air pollution is a killer. The World Health Organization have classified it, as well as diesel, along with tobacco smoke, as a carcinogen. So if that's the reason for doing it, then you might as well ban all trucks, buses, particularly diesel cars, from the city centre. Mm. There are other ways of doing it, but that's why I'm here with you, Neil.
Mm. Mm. Did I read somewhere at the weekend, and you'll know better than I would ever even know how to word it because I'm not 100% sure. Did I see a report from the World Health Organization or some environmental group saying that for the first time ever, there has been a reversal in pollution and ozone issues and emissions around the world? I read some of the weekend that the world has begun to heal.
Well, I haven't read that.
Yeah,
most of my colleagues, I'm sure, in air pollution here at the Centre for Research in Atmospheric Chemistry would say that the immediate issue is a bit beyond the global warming problem with carbon dioxide and particulate matter going up and causing heat to be retained. Beyond that, there are the immediate environmental health dangers from localized emissions, small particulate matter, things that are about a hundredth of the size of a human hair, and nitrogen dioxide. These particularly come from cars, but also other combustion, so coal and wood have problems too.
But hold on, we have lead-free fuel and we have a smoke, we can only use smokeless coal.
That's not quite true. If you're talking specifically about Cork, there is a so-called ban on smoky coal in the centre, but I think you can need just go out 20 miles or so, maybe even a lot closer, and buy coal and bring it back. And smokeless coal, of course, is not smokeless. It has got less smoke than smoky coal. And people burn wood, and people burn peat. And all of these give out particulate matter. And we've begun to recognise that it's not just the gases that have an effect on health. It's the particulate matter that can get down into the lungs, cause people, particularly those who are at risk, asthmatics, if you like, pregnant women now have a real chance of getting a harmed fetus because of nitrogen dioxide that comes out of exhaust.
Okay, but so, let me ask you then, have you done a study here on Leaside to say that walking around our city centre is detrimental to people's health, pregnant or not?
In Leaside, no, people have not done that. But that also would be part of my message, I think, is that, the reason why I'm on programs like this is that there does need to be money spent on air pollution research in the country by the EPA, who then depend on money from the government, in order to do important monitoring campaigns, particularly in Cork City, I mean, as we're here on Red FM, but elsewhere too. And that does require money in order to get exactly the type of information that you say, as well as having some sort of coherent network for GPs and medics to pool information so that can be compared to air pollution episodes.
So you're telling me that even though cars and trucks, etc., diesel or otherwise, or unleaded petrol, have cleaned up their act and engines are more efficient and less emissions, that we're still not out of the woods in this?
That's correct.
Yeah.
I mean, particularly diesel, you certainly could say, has cleaned up its act, diesel engines, regarding particulate matter. It hasn't with this very poisonous nitrogen dioxide. And more than that, it also throws out a number of other pollutants. One of them, we call in chemistry terms, hydrocarbons, which can be of two types, small ones and larger ones. Now, the larger ones come out as gases, but they can, they do, after a short while, can sort of coagulate together, and they make small particles as well. So the primary particles, the sooty-type things that we call particulate matter from diesels, have been filtered out to a very large extent.
So that's
but
good.
But the secondary aerosol is just dangerous as well.
What aerosol?
Well, it's called second. The material that I said, where the larger hydrocarbons can get together and they form solids. These are called secondary organic aerosol in our terminology.
I suppose as a layperson, and bearing in mind the listenership in general, who clearly wouldn't have the same knowledge of you on this particular matter, they just want to know whether Cork is polluted or not polluted, safe to walk around in or not.
Pollutant has a risk associated with it. The particulate matter, that this small soot that I've been mentioning, the World Health Organization have no lower threshold at which it doesn't do some damage.
Where do we? You don't know where we stack up with other cities of our size around the world, do you?
We stack up because if we're talking specifically Cork, then it is smaller. But last week there was a report, I think, from an EU-sponsored environmental agency that criticised Ireland, Dublin in particular, but Ireland in general, for not doing sufficient to reduce air pollution from things like solid fuel and car combustion, truck combustion, because they rely, it was said, that Ireland relies more on the favourable weather conditions to disperse the pollutants. Because as you know where we are.
So why don't they fine Ireland then? They probably, but we're not fined internationally?
I don't believe that sort of thing has happened yet over here. But places like London and Paris, and this is why they're doing the sort of things that they are doing regarding congestion charges, or in Paris from 2020, they're going to ban diesels that were prior to 2002.
So do you think there should be a parking levy, a levy or some kind of a congestion charge on Leaside?
I think yes.
If you want to come in, you have to pay.
Yes, anything to dissuade polluters is good. However, my caveat, and I also think that diesel prices should be increased parity to petrol, because there's no earthly reason why they have any difference in total. That is when we talk about climate change, global warming effects, and immediate health effects. As long as that money is used to help the health service, to improve road and transport infrastructure in Cork, for education of the public so that they understand a bit more about this type of topic, and for education, that research that we can do at universities. As long as that happened, then I believe that is a very useful way of going forward for New Cork in the future.
Okay. I would give you an A for that, John, as your professor. Oh, well said. Thank you for taking
the
call. Much obliged.
I go home happy.
Stay in touch. Thank you for now.
Bye.
Professor of Physical Chemistry at UCC.